This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, day 11. We're still talking about the name of Allah, Al-Mujib, Al-Mujib, the one who loves to answer the call of the needy, the answers of the call. We talked about the prophets, you know, like Nuh and Zakariya and Ayyub, with the Nun. إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Then Nun, Yunus, you know, when he was in the belly of the fish in the ocean, and then he called upon his Lord. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So what are the requirements? Allah Azza wa Jalla comes back in the same ayah, in the same, you know, on the next verse. This is in Surah Al-Anbiya. And he says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. All these prophets and others. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They used to rush, they used to hasten in doing, you know, righteousness. They used to hasten in doing good deeds. And يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And they used to call upon us at all times. So these are some of the requirements, you know, as to how you want Allah Azza wa Jalla to answer your call. In fact, you know what? Let me give you an example. Sometimes you have a, you know, your son may ask for something. He's, you know, a little kid, and he may be crying, asking for ice cream, let's say. You know, and he's like 2 years old, and he's crying, I want ice cream, and I don't want to give him ice cream, you know, because you know it's going to hurt him. So you don't want to give it to him. And then he may even accuse you that you don't like him, you don't love him. You don't want to give me ice cream, you don't love me. But you don't want to give it to him because it is not the right time. It is not the right time. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلْ أَعْلَى. You know, sometimes we make those calls and we invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know what? Allah has called himself Al-Mujib just because he loves to answer the call of the needy subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, he would not be calling himself Al-Mujib. He calls himself Al-Mujib because he loves to answer. He loves to call. You know, and in fact, in hadith, which is in Bukhari, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ اللَّهِ يَخْضِبْ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever does not call upon Allah, Allah will become furious at that person, will become angry. So which means Allah loves to be called, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's certain etiquettes which I'd like to share with you on how to make dua. And also I'd like to share with you some beautiful stories of people, you know, who made duas and Allah changed their lives. And also a plan on how to live with this beautiful name of Allah, Al-Mujib. You can share, you know, with me, share your thoughts, share your, you know, stories with me on my, you know, Facebook, or send them to info@rocktraining.com or on my Facebook as well, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum khair. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.